Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, the checks and balances are brilliant and one of the great solutions we still have at our fingertips. And you know, we reject revolution and we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to talk about, very little time. So we'd like to welcome Dr. Scott Bradley back to the broadcast to preserve the nation, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. His website's freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, doctor.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's just weird. We always comment about how quickly the weeks go. I mean, here it is, time to probably mow the lawn again for all your listeners, you know. And we hardly even get a week in, it seems like, anymore, and it's time to mow it again. It's just the time is flying by, and there's just so much happening. I don't know how we can cover it all in the few times we get together each week.
We certainly cannot. That's why we got to learn to pick and choose, because as Zelensky wisely pointed out, hey, all they got to do is overwhelm the system and most folks can't focus. Everybody's running around crazy. Nobody can focus on anything long enough to do anything about it, etc. It's the problem. It's the curse of our day. But you know what? We can turn to God, family, and country. And if we use those three kind of milestones as our guide, we can really jettison a lot of the problems that we face as we kind of highlight real solutions. And help people kind of understand. I'll give you a quick example. I interviewed Mary Toko yesterday, and she is a international speaker, author, international researcher, all on vaccinations. She's considered an expert on the dangers of vaccines. She's been around for a long time, researching this for 40-plus years. And we talked about Mary's new book, Natural Immune Development, and her six-part DVD series, Vaccines, Risks, Responsibility, Ignite Your Passion for Truth. And I bring that up because, again, you know, people like that really can put perspectives on things. They can take very complicated subjects that everybody argues and fights and about and put it in a succinct way to where you can get your arms around not only what you ought to do personally, facts on your side, but then how to combat those naysayers and those who would attack you or try to deceive you and literally fill you with propaganda on the topics. So that's an example of an interview and a guest that can really kind of narrow things down. When we come to Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we really talk about somebody who can clearly help you constitutionally understand what needs to be done and why and how and where, constitutionally speaking. And that's why we bring people to the roundtable, to filter out some of that negative, some of that just you know, hey, we're just confused, all over the map, crazy, and really provide laser-like focus on solutions, on what we can do personally and as families to deal with the, in my opinion, I don't know what you want to call it, backsliding, religiously speaking, society we seem to find ourselves in, where everything is up for, quote, interpretation or manipulation or, you know, this humanist idea that everything is relative. It's all a lie, and we can combat it with simple, clear, fundamental truths. The first one I want to start with is Ted Cruz. Senator Ted Cruz emails me, and he says some things that are absolutely true. He says, complete corruption, plain and simple. The FBI interfered in the 2020 election to help Joe Biden. That we already knew, Ted Cruz. The FBI released an almost completely redacted affidavit supposedly explaining their reasons they raided Mar-a-Lago. That's infuriating. That's a problem. He's right about that. Mark Zuckerberg then joined Joe Rogan's podcast where he was asked about Facebook's decisions to manipulate algorithms. In an amazing response, Zuckerberg just casually kind of explained how it all went down. But here's the bottom line. They say this is corrupt and simple, Merrick Garland, and the FBI must explain this outrageous and blatantly illegal interference. Okay, I appreciate that, Ted. But who at the FBI called Mark Zuckerberg? who came up with the plan for the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, who at the White House knew these illegal actions by the FBI. We need answers. Help me expose the FBI. We need to make sure we take the U.S. Senate and the House. Please donate to my campaign is the next deal. Dr. Bradley, I am sick of it. Listen to me very carefully, people. If there is criminal activity by the FBI, and I'm convinced there is, if there's criminal activity by Joe and the Justice Department and the administration, which I'm convinced there is, in court now they blatantly admitted that at least 11 government agencies have tampered in elections and tampered with your First Amendment rights, all five guarantees in the First Amendment. They've literally, you know, this Operation Mockingbird that we heard about yesteryear that everybody tries to say, well, some say it's real, some say it's not. Now has really, you know, been driven to ground. We've grounded the truth on these things. We know now. Okay, they're doing this. It's criminal activity at the highest levels and interfering with elections now. Promote a ton on Joe Biden of good while shutting down Joe Biden, Hunter Biden criminal stories of international espionage and more. Lie about that. Minimize that. Force the media to minimize that. And then at the other side of the coin, you know, hey, attack Donald Trump. Say he's a Russian, you know, partner, spy, whatever, the dossier, this, that. Okay, it's all election fraud, plain and simple. But here's my problem, Dr. Bradley. They are using this literal criminal activity as the Republicans saying, please elect me. Even Rand Paul's doing this. Hey, the elections are coming up. We got to make sure we take control of the House and the Senate in November. If we don't, it's curtains for everybody. And by golly, you know, we got to talk about God. You know, let's promote God, but hey, why don't you support God, but send your money to me at my address? And we go on and on and on. But Dr. Bradley, if this is as criminal as they say, and I'm convinced that it is, we can't wait for another election cycle. We can't wait till the Republicans supposedly take the majority. We can't. This is criminal activity with for the elections. And then they want me to fund them in their elections. Well, with a criminal activity, they'll never win. What I'm saying is we can't play games in politics with fraud, with crimes, with corruption, with election tampering or election fixing. This is insane, Dr. Bradley. So I appreciate that Ted Cruz is incensed, but he's only incensed enough to raise money, not to go after criminals. Dr. Bradley.
Yeah, there's always a lot to be pulled on this thing. And I too am sick and tired, and I guess it's sick and tired of every Rahm Emanuel opportunity to take every emergency and turn it into an opportunity for themselves. Both sides of the aisle do this. There's I see lots of emails that come out, and you know, when the abortion thing was still up in the air in the Supreme Court, there were groups that were looking to get money to affect the outcome of the Supreme Court decision in a different way. And it's like, what? You're collecting money to run against the Supreme Court? Both sides of the aisle do this. It's just basically a mercenary action. And there are a lot of groups out there that just plain are looking for a fundraising opportunity. The United Nations has before it a small arms treaty that everybody that loves the Second Amendment is against. And there's people that fundraise me regularly, help us stop the United Nations Treaty. Well, the United Nations Treaty is not being signed in the United States. And on top of that, even if it was, it couldn't destroy the Second Amendment. But everybody's looking for the opportunity to fundraise. Nobody, really, it seems like, is looking for anything but money. Now, by the way, this warrant that on the raid... They just wouldn't be do that because it was a legal warrant that was executed at the Trump residence. Anyway, it's 38 pages long. I've gone through that warrant. It's amazing to me from about page 9 through about page 30. It is basically blacked out. It's like, we're sending you black construction paper. It's not quite that bad, but just about. The ands and ors and thes are still in there. You ought to get it, look at it, read it. But the fact of the matter is that the real issue is the criminal activity, as you point out, of an agency of the U.S. government that has become extremely partisan, that has become a tool, if you will, or a weapon to be used by one party against another. And they're blatant about it, it seems like, and it's appalling. Cruz is right. There is a problem here. We have, I mean, he puts out a couple of pages in his email that he put out, and if you click on them, all it does is, I'm donating for Ted Cruz, and there's boxes you can click for how much you're going to donate, stuff like that. You can't read any more of the redacted warrant. You've got to go out and look a little bit for that. But it's available, and you can look at it and see how bad it is. The boilerplate that's there that isn't redacted, and then the details of it that really will tell us what the heck is going on, it's all been crossed out. So, you know, there's really been a huge cover-up. This effort to deep six any stories on Hunter Biden's laptop, it appears, and again, is it, did they really try and cover up and assist the Biden election or not? What did they do? And the fact of the matter is they've got to have some transparency, and if it comes out that they're doing the wrong thing, it's got to be stopped, or we're in deeper trouble than we ever imagined in this country.
Yeah, but besides campaigning for election filthy lucre, nobody's even talking about doing anything. They just say, if you elect us, we'll investigate it. If you elect us, we'll ask them hard questions in front of Congress. That doesn't do anything, doctor. Let's talk about it in seconds.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you right now, let me give you this headline from the Drudge Report that really highlights what I'm saying. Rubio walks the Mar-a-Lago line. And it's a big opinion piece about how Rubio's on all these committees. He's a chief senator. He's a big guy. On one hand, he wants to join the Republicans and really criticize the wrongdoing of the FBI. On the other hand, he's got to really find out if Trump did have secret, possible security documents. And so he's walking this line because, hey, he's coming up for election in November and the race is tightening. And so he's got to kind of walk this line and kind of be in both camps at the same time. And This is what I'm talking about, Doctor. They have no intention of holding the FBI responsible or literally prosecuting or filing criminal charges against anybody, really. Donald may or may not go to jail. If he doesn't go to jail, he's probably part of the deep state. If he does go to jail, he's probably not, is the way I'm starting to look at it now. And whether Trump goes to jail or not, look, they're not going to have the FBI in any trouble. No one's going to have their head handed to them over this. No one's going to have real indictments. Oh, a few low-level people might get the axe over this or whatever. But there's no real repercussions. It's all theater, Doctor.
Well, I think there's a lot of evidence that you're correct on that. I mean, it seems, and I'm saying this more and more often, that it seems to me that Republicans are frightened of governing. They just seem to, you know, they want to get elected, put me in office. They like the power. They like the position. But they do virtually the same thing the other side does while they're there. I'll give you an example. H.R. 8404, I think it was, the past 19th of July, sticks in my mind, out of the House. A huge margin. I mean, it wasn't a completely down-the-line partisan vote. There were 47 Republicans that crossed over to vote with the Democrats. All the Democrats voted for it. 47 Republicans voted for it. By the way, you'll be interested to note, Sam, in our home state of Utah, all four of the cowards that sit in office in the House voted in favor of it. And it's called the Respect for Marriage law. It basically expunges the Defense of Marriage Act that was out there, which defined marriage as a man and a woman. And what it does is it canonizes, if you will, on national law, same-sex marriage. Okay, now, why? They've already got a couple of Supreme Court decisions out there, I think 2013, 2015, said, same-sex marriage, it's cool, let's do it. Well, I think they're a little worried. They're worried that Roe v. Wade got set aside in this summer, and there's been some talk by Clarence Thomas that says we maybe look at some of these other things that are extra-constitutional, meaning they're beyond the Constitution. They have nothing whatsoever to do with the Constitution, and the federal government, the general government, has no footprint at all on marriage, at all. Okay, and we could talk about the state issues and my position about that, too, but there is nothing in the Constitution that would indicate they can do this. And so Clarence is saying, hey, let's look at some other things that are out there. Oh, my goodness. The whimpering hands are being wrung. We have the possibility that this might be set aside. And so this effort to set aside the Defense of Marriage Act with this respect for marriage thing, and they're couching it in terms that bring in Article 4 of the Constitution to make it look like, hey, wait, we're the constitutionalists here. The fact of the matter is that the states, many of them, including Utah, they have a constitutional clause in Article 1 that says marriage is between a man and a woman. But it was all set aside with the Supreme Court decisions, and they're worried now that, maybe they might review this again. And so what they're trying to do is set up a program that legislatively creates power over marriage at the national government level. And again, there's no authority. There's the separation of powers and checks and balances, all that, it goes out. They're usurping this. But the Republicans are crossing over and voting for it, okay? 47 of them did in the House, and all four of Utah's legislative delegation. And so this kind of stuff goes on. When the Republicans get in office, all too often it's like, hey, get me in office and I'll fix this. No, you won't. You'll become just like them, and you'll hold your position and your power. And I'm just sick and tired of it. But let's go back to this FBI thing. They're trying to get reelected, and you may be right. Rubio's trying to talk out of both sides of his mouth, so to speak. And it depends on which way he's looking is how he's talking. It happens all across. There are very few. We had recently an effort established and put forth by some members of the House of Representatives that are seeking to impeach Joe Biden. And the reasons are very apparent, how he handled Afghanistan and the issues of laptop stuff and his unwillingness to enforce the immigration law, which is law, and it's his duty to do so. If you read Article 2, he's got to carry out the law. And they're very sound principles that they want to impeach him on. There's just the minuscule number that are stepping this forth. Everybody else is wringing their hands in the corner thinking, oh, if I could just get reelected again. I got a cushy job, a cushy paycheck, lots of accolades. Everybody wants to shake my hand, and I get to stand in front of the group. Anyway, whatever they want to be there for, the power and the glory. But the fact is, rarely, if ever, do we see anybody take any overt action that would say, no, we're serious about this. And Ted Cruz is right. I've gone through, like I say, this 38-page warrant. And it's laughable what they've given out. I mean, there's some boilerplate addresses and a little mamby-pamby things about a moving truck was here or there or whatever. And the real stuff has been blacked out. And if they're really doing this, if they're intervening, like it, you know, this laptop thing that the FBI intervened with Zuckerberger and says, oh, no, you've got to keep on a lid on this thing until after the election. It's like, okay, so the press is complicit in this thing. Oh, surprise, surprise. Those of us that have watched it unfold are going, yeah, this is a manifestation. It just really needs, we need somebody with a little backbone, and I could place it more emphatically.
We do, but let me ask you some questions. Do you think that Donald Trump's going to go to jail?
No.
Okay, if Donald Trump doesn't go to jail, do you think that means he's part of the deep state? Because otherwise, why would they protect him?
No, I don't know it has to be that answer. I think the answer could be that they want to derail him to the point that he can't be a footprint anymore on the nation in terms of being able to be a force to be reckoned with. They want to take away his endorsements. Oh, my goodness, he's a criminal. But I'll remind people, please don't take this comment too far, because I do not mean it in this context. Those of us that follow Jesus Christ are following a convicted criminal, okay? But they can smear a person to the point that people are afraid to touch him. And again, the farthest thing from my mind is to try and deify or make Trump a savior or even a Cyrus. I do not believe he is any of those things. And so I think we're straining at gnats when we do that. But the fact of the matter is, if they can muddy him with this kind of thing, they don't have to put him in jail.
Okay, so let me make this clear. You don't think Donald's part of the deep state, and you don't think he'll go to jail?
No, I didn't say that at all. I'm saying that does not necessarily mean that.
I understand.
And honestly, I'm very concerned that he's done things overtly that I can point to, that I can say, whoa, holy cow, where did that come from? Where did this red flag support come from? You know, for example, I mean, it's like, holy cow, where did the USMCA come from? Holy cow, that's all deep state stuff. That's the Trans-Pacific Partnership treaty that's just been reworded into a Mexico-Canada agreement with us. And the violation of the Constitution, you know, Article 1, Section 8, in regards to Congress's responsibility to regulate commerce with foreign nations. These things are egregious violations. So there's some stuff out there on Trump that I have to scratch my head over and go, holy cow, why does he sign bills that have $500 million in them for Planned Parenthood? These kinds of things just leave me cold. But I don't think that I can absolutely, unequivocally state that he's deep state. I just think that there's enough smoke there that we need to examine it further. And this deification of him by so many that will follow him into hell. I mean, when I was in the service, there were people that I would have followed into hell. I mean, I was dumb when I was 18. But they would have got me back out again. I'm not sure Trump is that guy. I'm not sure he is.
I say he's not. He turns on people that have been loyal to him all the time. Let's take a quick pause. We'll come back. A couple other questions related to all this in seconds. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist that exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched the politician's. On Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country will never abandon the nuclear weapon it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of weakening North Korea's defenses and eventually hoping for the collapse of his government. Un went on to lay out conditions where the North would be inclined to use its nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine on Thursday. He announced he's giving away $2.8 billion of your money to Ukraine and other European countries threatened by Russia. The bulk of the money is for weapons and gas-fueled vehicles. In her first public speech to children during World War II, the future Queen Elizabeth II.
My sister Margaret Rose and I feel so much for you. As we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
On her 21st birthday in 1947, Princess Elizabeth went on the radio and made a promise to Britain and its Commonwealth nations. She pledged,
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III. Opening game for the NFL season went to the Buffalo Bills in a dominant win over the Los Angeles Rams Thursday night. Final score was 31-10. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio. I don't know if Donald Trump will go to jail or not, but I doubt it. Alex Newman and others think he will go to jail. I don't think he will, personally. And I agree with Dr. Bradley. That doesn't mean he's part of the deep state. But I'm convinced certain moves by Donald, plus him continually being protected, really points to Donald being deep state in some way or another. And I know that all the always Trumpers are going to hate me for this. But look, folks, how does everybody else that's a good guy end up going to jail? Okay? A new headline says this. Listen to this. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty says, quote, Fauci and the White House press secretary must turn over all emails pertaining to government media collusion. So there's two attorney generals, Missouri and Louisiana, who literally are suing the government over this, saying, look, through expedited discovery, they obtained information that the federal government and officials, quote, not named, have also engaged in communications with social platforms and social media services with literally peddling propaganda. All right. The judge allowed some of these unnamed people in the original lawsuit to now be added as the case continues to open up and get discovery. All right. Dr. Fauci's communications would be relevant to the plaintiff's allegations and reference to alleged suppression of speech relating to the COVID origin and the suppression of speech related to masks, lockdowns, COVID, origins, the FBI in bed with Facebook and all kinds of other social media sites relating to the elections, suppressing certain information, magnifying other information. This lawsuit is giving us a treasure trove of information. But look, the FBI is flat out guilty of criminal activity. Whether Trump goes to jail or not, time will tell. But I don't believe there's going to be any real prosecution of any of these other people either. Ted Cruz and all these other people sound incensed, but they're not even doing anything. Why wait till the election? If there's criminal activity, let's move forward with indictments and prosecution. Is there no way to do that against these people, Doctor?
You know, boy, there's a lot of things there. Some of these lawsuits really need to be talked about at length. First of all, let me say that even if Trump went to jail, that would not preclude him from serving out a term of office, according to the Constitution. I mean, the qualifications to be in office do not have anything to do with being in prison. I mean, as strange as that may seem, that's a fact of life, and we could talk about that at some great length, too. In regards to some of these other things and collusion between Fauci and some of the media and the things that were being promoted, absolutely. I believe there's no question that these kind of influences were basically leveraged throughout the entire facade that happened. I guess I'll have to add to that, too, though, that I think there's very strong evidence that the largest advertisers in the major media outlets is the pharma companies. And those major outlets really, truly only presented the marketing hype from the pharma companies, whether it was a news piece that they were doing, whether it was discussion in their editorial boards. The major institutions around this country, and I don't care if they're corporate or their church or they're some other institution, they parroted the marketing line of the pharma companies. There's new, safe, and effective. Bravo, Sierra. The idea that anything could be promoted as such that had never been tested more than about a nanosecond, and its effectiveness was not, there was nothing that would indicate it was effective, and everything since the beginning of the injections would indicate that it is neither safe nor effective. If you look at the Veyer's reports, if you look at the fact that people that have been double shot and double boosted and they're all getting sick, and the promotion of the idea, well, at least it's a more mild case. Bravo, Sierra, again. I think that the COVID threat is every bit as big today as it was before. And if everybody had stood down and let it run its course, we would have had a lot of people that were asymptomatic. We would have had people that had mild symptoms. There would have been some people that had faced some challenges. But the fact of the matter is, what we did to shut this country down, to lock people up, to put people in total fear and doubt, destroy our religious liberty, destroy our ability to gather and to have redress of grievance. Everything that happened that was a complete facade to make Big Pharma some money. I think that needs to be thoroughly investigated. And the fact of the matter is that I think Fauci was complicit. If you haven't read Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s The Real Anthony Fauci, people, get a copy. It's not an easy read. I mean, it is a grueling read, in fact. I mean, edge to edge on every page, hundreds of clearly documented footnotes on every chapter. This man has been complicit in our health challenges. He's not been a solution to any of them, but he's been complicit in our health challenges. Well, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, perhaps even ultimately trillions of dollars have been made by those whose employ he is in. I think it's absolutely absurd. So yeah, we have got people manipulating everything in this country, and we have so far abandoned the principles it was established on.
You think anybody from the FBI or anybody will be held criminally responsible for literally election fraud? They claimed forever that we had no evidence of election fraud, and now we find out the FBI literally promoted Joe by suppressing Hunter stories and literally shut down Trump by promoting lies about his involvement or whatever else. That's clear election fraud, Doctor. We're beyond this idea that there's no proof anymore.
There's there's little doubt in my mind. In fact, I would say no doubt that fraud did occur, and it was on massive scales. The involvement of the FBI is very highly likely. The evidence would say that they've always manipulated it. I mean, you look at the meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton to suppress stuff that might have hurt Hillary's case. Yeah, they're rolling logs at the highest level constantly. You know, if you guys will sit on this just for a couple more weeks, it probably won't even matter. You won't even have to let it out. I mean, you can have these conversations and bet on them. I have been in meetings, literally, where those kinds of things are said by senior people. And they manipulate the system. I don't believe you'll see senior FBI agents going to jail. And I'll say that again because I really believe that they've got so many friends in high places that they'll manipulate, they'll dodge, they'll duck. I mean, there may be some long-term attorney general things that are going on, and they'll subpoena, and they'll go to court, and they'll occasionally get somebody in to testify. But by and large, I think they're counting on the American public losing interest. Our republic's at stake, people. The whole republic is at stake because we refuse to apply the principles that they take an oath to uphold. They're playing us for fools. That's kind of where I am on this thing. I'm extremely frustrated and angry. And you say, oh, we got a clean house. All of these term limits things and everything that people are doing.
Right. You don't believe anybody's really going to jail that matters.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Right. I agree with you, and that's the whole reason I bring it up. You know, you get these fundraising things, guys, where they act like they're really incensed and they're really going to do something. But if they were going to do something, they wouldn't be waiting for the election and to give us the majority. There's ways, and let's talk about this constitutionally for a second. There are ways to go about dealing with criminal agencies. But I look at this and say, why do we allow the FBI to exist in the first place? It's unconstitutional.
Right.
Okay, so if we're going to let it go and exist and it's unconstitutional, why are we, going to get outraged when it does unconstitutional things? Okay? I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying, look, if the whole agency is unconstitutional, it should not exist because there shouldn't be federal law enforcement within the several states, okay? But if we're going to allow the unconstitutional agency to exist, why do we get crazy when it goes out of line and does unconstitutional things? What's the difference, Doctor?
Well, there is none. I mean, the very existence of the these organizations is unconstitutional. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. And those that put them into place are violating their oath of office. They are unfaithful. They're adulterers, if you will, in their fidelity oath. And so they're involved in immorality. It's immoral what they're doing, and we continue to put up with it.
If we're not going to attack the agency for being unconstitutional, why are we surprised when they do unconstitutional acts?
Yeah, it's like the story of the boy that picked the rattlesnake up, and it ended up biting him, and the rattlesnake said, you knew what I was when I picked you up. You know,
I appreciate this quote, U.S. appeals special master to review Trump documents and all that kind of stuff. All this is nothing but subterfuge, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going after anybody in the deep state. I can promise you that. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman. Flash poll. There's a group out called Election Integrity Alert, and they put together a flash poll, and here's their question, doctor. Should citizenship be required to vote?
Are you asking me that question as a real question?
Yeah. Kind of. Not really. But this is the question that Americans are being asked, right?
Well, here's my answer to that. Huh? I mean, it has to be a verbal answer because we're going, what the heck are you thinking? I mean, to even possibly put this forward, the idea that citizenship might be in question as to whether or not you vote again, I mean, people need to understand, if you do not or will not protect your borders, you will not have a country someday. And that's been a fact of life for all mortality. And this idea that you might let the enemy in the that's within the kingdom come forward and vote is absurd. It's absolutely absurd to think that some people may say, and they're promoting this, by the way. I mean, I know you're right. And that's why I have to go, huh? Why would we even give this a place? In Utah, just for example, our legislature this last session passed a law that says that police officers do not have to be citizens of the United States. Huh? Are you kidding me? These are people that come into your life in your most stressful situations. They're in your home after your home has been violated, robbed. There's been brutality happen, something like that. These people that come in your home don't have the basis of understanding, most Americans don't either, sadly, the limits and bounds that are placed upon every agency in the United States. And they don't understand the basis of individual God-given rights, all that kind of stuff. But our legislature, fools, said there's no dissenting vote. Everybody in the legislature that was there present voted in favor of it. This is absolutely absurd. And so, yeah, you can see this movement of saying, oh, no, you don't have to be a citizen to vote. Well, let's open it up to a worldwide vote. How stupid would that be? We can turn, let's turn it loose in China and Somalia.
So here's why it's a real question, even though it sounds psychotic and absurd and crazy. I agree with Dr. Bradley, but you know what, folks? Here's the deal. Joe Biden is literally suing Arizona over this very point. Arizona says we want to, you know, confirm citizenship before you vote. And Joe Biden says, oh, no, we'll sue you over that.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden is a buffoon and a baboon.
It's just insane.
And an imbecile.
So I mean, we're only discussing this. We're only discussing this. It's kind of like me coming to you and saying, you know, hey, do we believe males are males and females are females, or should that be questioned? Okay, it's like that kind of a question, really.
It is, truly.
It's like, are you insane? But the problem in America is we're literally discussing this, and there's a ton of people on the wrong side of these issues. They've been absolutely propagandized and duped to the point where we can't even believe we're having these discussions, doctor.
No, I can't either. And you know, it's I did a webinar last night, and the question came up about the November 2022 midterm elections, and that, you know, my predictions were asked for, and so on and so forth. And you know, I think it was the 1938 midterm elections where FDR lost, his party lost 72 seats in the House. 72. But the problem is, I'm watching unfold in this election a marketing ploy that we're foolish enough, many Americans are foolish enough to fall for it. Here's the ploy, and just in general. You know, those guys that are in office right now that are Republicans, or my opponent that's a Republican, they're just so radical. They just can't deal with both sides of the office. They're so polarizing. They wouldn't come across the aisle to shake somebody's hand, let alone work something out with them. Now, I got news for you, by the way, folks. Look at what's happened in the United States House and Senate right now, the polarity that's happened. The things that have been ramrodded through with absolute, unequivocal, complete party line rules. Or is anybody willing to come across the aisle? But they're making it sound that if you're a reasonable person in this upcoming election, you'll want somebody that will talk it over with both sides of the aisles before they make a decision, and they'll vote in the right way. That's the marketing ploy that's being played across the nation. I mean, I talk to people, you know, not just in our state, but other people contact me, and they tell me what's going on in their areas, and I'm absolutely appalled. It seems to me that they know they're in deep doo-doo.
Yes, indeed. So going back to Joe Biden's speech, he started out his presidency calling for unity, unity, unity. Then his latest speech in Independence Hall, the guy looked like a nutcase. But Ben Armstrong does a podcast, a talk show, and he said, is Joe Biden trying to start a civil war? It almost seems like that, Doctor. When you literally sue the state of Arizona saying you can't stop illegals from voting, and then he literally doubles down and says all the MAGA Democrats are a danger to the Republic, and then you know the FBI is literally pointing at mom for going down to the school board and saying she's a terrorist.
Yeah, every step of the way there's a polarization. And again, people think I just, you know, one string guitar, whatever. That these are Marxist ploys. They have been. You come into power based upon conflict, upon turmoil. And again, they pit whoever they can against somebody else. Men against women, or management against labor, the idea of religion against religion, race against race. You pick your battleground, and they try to polarize. And that's exactly what Joe Biden's doing.
So here's the interesting parallel. While Joe Biden wants illegals to vote, Arizona trying to stop illegals from voting, Joe Biden, the administration, literally suing the state of Arizona over this, and now 1 million immigrants or illegals or migrants or whatever words you want to use admitted into the U.S. during Biden's tenure. So
well,
you look at that. I know, but that's the number they're willing to admit. And you look at that and you go, hey, how many illegals are already here? They told us 10, 12 million. We know it's upwards of 30 million already. They're literally going to force states blue, and not that I'm really for the red, don't misunderstand me, but they're literally going to play this game and illegals vote. Obama pointed to this. I've got a soundbite on that, et cetera, to the point where every one of these people is just engaged in so much criminal activity. I don't know how we're going to do anything about it. Nobody will hold them accountable. And you and I, if election fraud is at the helm, don't even have any ability to rein it in.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm just going to, I know time is really getting short. So the whole quotation is powerful. It's motivating. It's something that makes complete logic. A little statement by Thomas Jefferson, though, speaking of open immigration, allowing everybody and anybody to come in, and what kinds of people will come in. And this is just a tail end of the statement. The rest is so good. These principles that these people abide by and hold dear in their hearts, that they were raised with from their youth up, these principles with their language they will transmit to their children. In proportion to their numbers, they will share with us the legislation. So they'll vote, okay, people. Now I'm stepping back into the quote. They will infuse into it their spirit, warp and bias its direction, and render it a heterogeneous, incoherent, distracted mass. Now, that problem exists to Native Americans, meaning not the Indians, as people call them. I'm talking people who are born and bred here in this country, are ignorant
like
on these principles. Okay. The ignorance
you,
on these principles, absolutely, is unbelievably over the top. And we will allow socialistic destruction of traditional values and beliefs, the cause of liberty, individual God-given rights, all of that we're voting away already. But if you allow people to come in that have been raised in a complete socialist environment that don't have the slightest clue about baseline principles as were established by the American Founding Fathers,
then you're literally sowing the seeds of your own destruction, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality check we face, right?
There's no question. They'll warp and bias the direction, be an incoherent, distracted mass. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Amen to that. And while that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, the American people are so titillated with bread and circus, listen to this. Fox Television Network now says that 95% of its inventory, advertising inventory for the Super Bowl, is already sold. Some national 30-second spots sold with a price tag of more than $7 million each. The average ad cost $6.5 million, ladies and gentlemen. And basically they say that 28 new advertisers are coming to the table for this Super Bowl. If that doesn't tell you the problem in America, Doctor, I don't know what does.
Well, it, again, we can look at the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, and everybody, oh, yeah, well, that was a long time ago. We're on the same slippery slope. In fact, I think we're about as far gone as
we're about to put them to shame, sir.
I'm probably right with our bread and circuses, but the Sodom and Gomorrah aspect of it, too. I think when a nation ripens in iniquity, when we do everything in our power, I mean, like this HR, I brought it up earlier. It's not a very long bill. You can read it very easily. HR 8404, I believe, is the number. It basically is to make certain, regardless of where the Supreme Court goes in the future, if it does, they're going to make certain that same-sex marriage is something that is legal across the nation. And there's no right constitutionally for the general government to be involved in this, but they're doing it anyway. And the Republicans are complicit in the whole act. All the Democrats were, and 47 Republicans. And it's like, holy Hannah, are we ripening in iniquity? Have we forgotten God? Have we turned our back on everything that God gave us? We are the most blessed nation probably in the history of the whole mortal world, and yet and still, oh, we don't need him. We're going to try it on our own. It'll be okay. And I think
it's 8404, correct?
I believe it's 84. H.R. 8404 passed the House, I think, on the 19th of July. It's in the Senate. Schumer wants to get a vote on it very quickly. I'm afraid you're going to have a lot of crossover. See, right now we've got 50 Republicans in the Senate. Everybody wants to be tolerant and loving and accepting and wear a virtue mask and all that kind of stuff. And I think that you're going to find enough. See, they've got to get 60 votes to bring it to cloture. And I think that you should be able to get 60 votes of Republicans who are going to say, well, we should vote on this. Then all they got to do is get 50 votes for it, because Kamala will break the tie. I mean, it's just amazing how easily we slide down that slippery slope. So, anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, turn to Almighty God, repent, and pray for the success of the greatest country on the face of the earth, would you please? It's all about God, family, and country. It's on your knees, turn to Almighty God. It's get up and do our best and trust in the Almighty for the rest. That is the singular, all-inclusive answer in our lives today, ladies and gentlemen. As we battle in the culture war, as the war in heaven continues on earth today, we got to stand with God Almighty. We win in the end. Never forget that. Dr. Scott Bradley, thank you so much. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net are our websites. Donate liberally. Get involved. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.